Fiona makes landfall in Puerto Rico, the entire island now without power. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The eye passing over the southern side of the island with more than 5 hours of rain and wind gusts in excess of 100 miles per hour. Fox's Will Nunley is on the island.
We're seeing scenes of roofs being taken off of buildings, debris flying through the air. Utility poles have been crashing really all around us throughout the day, numerous trees down. And it is going to be days, if not weeks, before parts of this island once again are able to regain power.
The slow-moving storm expected to drop as much as 2 feet of rain. FEMA already mobilizing resources with an emergency declaration approved Saturday. A more uncommon coastal storm is battering the Alaskan coast. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer.
The governor has issued a state disaster declaration in response to the worst flooding people there have seen in 50 years. Typhoon Merbok is packing powerful winds and rain, ripping homes from their foundations and forcing residents to evacuate. On the positive side, the storm is bringing much needed rain to a drought-stricken California area.
The storm is what remains of a typhoon traveling through the Pacific. Fortunately, most of the impacted region of Alaska is sparsely populated. Migrant relocation from border states to blue sanctuary states continues to be a contentious issue. Senator Dick Durbin on NBC's Meet the Press.
Unless and until we come together in a bipartisan fashion in the Senate particularly, and once again entertain a comprehensive immigration bill, we're just inviting trouble.
Governors of Texas, Arizona, and Florida shipping migrants north so other states will understand how overrun border states are. More than 2 million migrants are expected to cross the U.S. southern border this fiscal year. And UK officials closing the queue to see Queen Elizabeth II lying in state, saying it was at final capacity. 500 world leaders currently are converging on London for Monday's funeral. No surprise, security is at an all-time high. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Looking for suspects in a deadly shooting.
This cold-blooded murder happened near downtown Baton Rouge, just miles away from LSU's campus. Baton Rouge police identified the victim as 21-year-old Allison Rice. Investigators say the LSU senior was found shot multiple times inside her bullet-riddled car near a train crossing around 2 a.m. Friday morning. Police say Rice had been out with friends that night and believe she was stopped at those railroad tracks, likely waiting for a train to pass when she was shot. And as you can imagine, those who knew and loved this young woman, who was described as free-spirited, are absolutely stunned.
Fox's Charles Watson. After migrants arrive on Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, California's Governor Gavin Newsom throws down a gauntlet. Fox's Christina Coleman with details.
After Ron DeSantis took credit for sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard, Gavin Newsom sent a letter to the DOJ asking prosecutors to investigate whether this move was illegal. And Newsom responded to that by tweeting, "Hey, Governor DeSantis, clearly you're struggling, distracted, and busy playing politics with people's lives since you have only one overriding need, attention. Let's take this up and debate. I'll bring my hair gel. You bring your hairspray. Name the time before Election Day." And then he tweets this at CNN. Then there's the bold actions both governors have taken over the past few years that have led to national debate. Newsom has touted that California was the first state to shut down during COVID.
Governor DeSantis saying Thursday Florida is not a sanctuary state, but it will help migrants with transportation to get to another state. And congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces basketball team on their first WNBA championship. The Aces winning today's game 78-71 against the Connecticut Sun and winning the best of five championship in just four games. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.